MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 1, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. In today's news, Senator Bruce Tarr shares climate updates with Cape Ann residents. Historic Cabot House in Beverly to reopen this month, and Lynn Mayor Nicholson provides a State of the City update.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we have some local sports updates, and this is February 1 today. This is the month where Red Sox spring training begins. Rick?
Well, let's hope that's a good thing, Bill. Cloudy, low 40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 3:37 p.m. State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr provided local climate activist updates on the initiative taking place on Beacon Hill. The online event was sponsored by the Cape Ann Climate Coalition. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times that much of the talk focused on the need to electrify housing to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Tarr also reported on National Grid's plan called Supergrid, but Tarr added that this project would only impact Cape Ann by the introduction of another 23 kV supply line to West Gloucester. The Cabot House in Beverly will be reopening soon. Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News that one of the city's most historic houses will reopen on February 14. The house has been closed since last April, while a new HVAC system was installed. With the reopening, there will be new exhibits, spotlight talks, and kids' activities. Historic Beverly Director Susan Goganina says that it will be a way for us to say hello again to the city. This week, Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson delivered his second State of the City address. Nicholson touched on many topics in his address, including the value of making progress in many areas of the city.
Progress doesn't shield us from difficult moments. Progress also doesn't happen without us coming together in those difficult moments with common purpose and collaboration. I'm hoping that as we face our challenges and setbacks, we find strength, consolation, joy, and community in one another's resolve. That it courses through the city and helps us make connections with each other and across different issues, driving cross-cutting solutions to our interrelated challenges. Those solutions will come from us.
Nicholson touted the progress his administration has made on the job front.
Our goal of connecting residents with good jobs is one of the reasons why we're proud to say we've been able to diversify our city workforce, increasing the percentage of city employees of color from 1 in 10 in 2018 to 1 in 3 this year. We're also working to harness private investment to create job opportunities for our residents. A great example of that is the project that the council approved several weeks ago at the South Harbor site on the Linway, which at over $450 million is the largest private investment in the city's history. This project will create much needed housing, including affordable housing. It will create new opportunities for small businesses and a new public park, both of which will draw residents in from all over the city. And it will create jobs, with 15% of the subcontractors on the job required to have a registered apprenticeship program that creates good new jobs and goals for hiring 30% Lynn residents, 25% people of color, and 10% women.
The Lynn mayor also addressed the progress that officials have made with schools as they plan to break ground this summer on a new Pickering Middle School, addressing Lynn's aging elementary school buildings.
From there, we'll continue our leadership in the statewide push for school construction reform and plans for new elementary schools here in Lynn. We know that pre-K education sets the stage for lifelong learning and that we need to get more of our children into pre-K. Last year, Lynn Public Schools added 90 seats to its pre-K program. We hope next year, through a state-funded partnership with Lynn Public Schools, local nonprofits, Greg House and Leo, and others, to add at least another 250.
Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson speaking at his State of the City address. The entire event can be viewed on lynntv.org. And the Newton teacher strike has entered its 10th day today. Schools first closed 2 weeks ago tomorrow. WCVB-TV is reporting today that the teachers' union is asking Newton Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller to find more money in the city budget. Fuller responded, "I can't allocate a magical pot of money that doesn't exist." The Newton teachers have faced court-ordered fines of $525,000 for the strike so far. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSL Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics and Bruins did not play last night. The Celts host the Lakers tonight. The Bruins are off this week for the NHL All-Star break. In Red Sox news, today is February 1. This is the month that spring training starts. And Monday is the day the truck leaves for spring training. Here's baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Well, get your calendar ready and mark these dates down as we flip into February. Coming up on Monday, yes, it's truck day. The equipment truck leaves Fenway on Monday morning. Of course, we remember back in the day, all the TV stations had their news crews all lined up to watch the truck pull away, and there'd be droves of people hanging out the night before just to see that truck drive away. Won't be seeing much of that coming up on Monday. I'll be interested to see if one of the TV stations even bothers sending a camera down there, but you know, that remains to be seen. Other dates to remember in the month of February, pitchers and catchers. They have their first workout down to Fort Myers on Wednesday the 14th. The first full squad workout is Monday, February 19th. The first exhibition game, Friday, February 23rd against Northeast in the JetBlue Park. The first official spring training game, Saturday the 24th, February in Sarasota against the Orioles. And if you're really optimistic, you can now buy tickets for opening day through June 5th at the Red Sox box office at Fenway Park, or you can also log on to RedSox.com.
Baseball insider Andy Carboni on Truck Day. High school hockey from last night, Catholic Memorial edges St. John's Prep 2-1. Marblehead comes from behind to beat Masconomet 5-4. Winthrop rolls along with a 5-1 win over Danvers. Swampscott on Revere tie at 6 in overtime. And North Andover and Gloucester also tied at 2 last night. Winners in North Shore boys hockey last night include Linfield, Amesbury, Newburyport, Essex Tech, and St. Mary's of Lynn. Girls hockey, Gloucester shut out Marblehead 6-0, Beverly over Newburyport 5-1, St. Mary's edging Reading 2-1, Masconomet 3-2 over Medford, Bishop Fenwick wins over Arlington Catholic 4-2. It was last Friday night when Salem High honored the 1990 championship boys basketball team. Jim Silvio was an assistant coach on that team.
One thing about us, we never gave up. We always played really hard, and we put a lot of teams away early because we played so hard and we were so aggressive. And Rick obviously made us go, and all the other role players with Tommy and all the other guys, we played real well. Giotti was unbelievable. They can't forget that Michael Giotti went from a point guard to a forward and had 16 or 18 rebounds in the championship game in Worcester. So those things were important. Giotti and obviously, Rick made us go that game, and we were unbelievable down the stretch because we rebounded and we played real well together, and we really shared the ball as a team. We love sharing the ball as a team.
Some of those players mentioned include Rick Brunson, Tom Doyle, and Mike Giardi. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday, everybody. Thank you for listening to North Shore Today, and North Shore Today Extra is next.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. MSO News Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with baseball insider Andy Carboni. And Andy, first up, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back once again.
All right, Andy, here we are in February, day one of February, and we haven't had a blizzard yet this winter. We haven't had a foot of snow in our area this winter. And yet, we're talking spring in a moment. We'll talk spring in a moment. But first up, Andy, get us updated on the latest Red Sox news from this past week.
I hope you're not jinxing us on the snowstorms and blizzards, Bill.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't do that. No.
Problems here for us, hopefully.
No, I would not do that.
Not the case. But, you know, on the Red Sox front, since we last spoke, former Sox manager Jimmy Williams passed away last Friday at the age of 80. The Sox made the announcement to the public back on Monday. Williams managed the Sox from 1997 to 2001. He won 414 games, which puts him at eighth in franchise history. He led the team to playoffs in 1998 and 1999. In 1999, he was also named the American League Manager of the Year. Williams spent 12 seasons managing in the majors, winning 910 games. He also managed the Blue Jays and the Astros. Williams did win two World Series as a coach, 1995 as a third base coach of the Braves, and in 2008 as the bench coach of the Phillies. As a player, Williams went 3-for-13 across 14 games in his career with the Cardinals back in 1966 and 67. His first Major League at-bat, he was struck out by Hall of Famer Sandy Koufax. His first Major League hit came off of Hall of Famer Juan Marichal.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. I have a kind of a recollection of Jimmy Williams as being okay, you know, nothing bad, nothing great. But he had many accomplishments as a manager, and I also always think of him as the Blue Jays manager, too.
Yep, certainly. He definitely had a distinguished career of coaching and managing, no doubt about it.
All right, Andy. Well, what else do you have for us here on Sox News?
Well, they made a minor move yesterday. They've claimed infielder, outfielder Romy Gonzalez off waivers from the White Sox. And off the field, Sox owner John Henry and the Fenway Sports Group landed a $3 billion deal with the PGA Tour, which gives the group a new minority share in a new PGA company, and it also allows golfers to hold ownership stakes. So the Red Sox like to spend their money in other places, it seems, except on the diamond for the local nine. It's becoming a thing with all these other ventures that John Henry is getting into, and the Red Sox seem to be kind of secondary these days, if not third or fourth down the list.
Yeah, that's great. Well, there's a big connection with baseball players playing golf, I guess, right? I mean, there's a big connection there, so maybe maybe the players can get in on this as well, reap some of that money.
Somehow, some way they may, but that's still not going to help things on the field at this moment.
All right, let's go back to my original comments, Andy. We really haven't experienced severe winter weather yet. Let's leave it at that. And yet we're talking spring, right, Andy? What's up? What's the biggest news with the Red Sox coming up here? Truck day?
Well, get your calendar ready and mark these dates down as we flipped into February. Coming up on Monday, yes, it's truck day. The equipment truck leaves Fenway on Monday morning. Of course, we remember back in the day, all the TV stations that had their news crews all lined up to watch the truck pull away, and there'd be droves of people hanging out the night before just to see that truck drive away. Won't be seeing much of that coming up on Monday. I'll be interested to see if one of the TV stations even bothers sending a camera down there, but you know, that remains to be seen. Other dates to remember in the month of February, pitchers and catchers. They have their first workout down to Fort Myers on Wednesday the 14th, the first full squad workout. Is Monday, February 19th, first exhibition game, Friday, February 23rd against Northeast in the JetBlue Park, the first official spring training game, Saturday the 24th, February in Sarasota against the Orioles. And if you're really optimistic, you can now buy tickets for opening day through June 5th at the Red Sox box office at Fenway Park, or you can also log on to RedSox.com.
You know, Andy, we talked about this the other day with the departure of the Truck Day and the television coverage. I disagree with you. I think there will be coverage there because there's been nothing to report on the Red Sox all winter long. There have been no snowstorms. I mean, big snowstorms to report on. They fluff up, if you will, our littler storms, as they should. But anyways, I think they're going to cover it on Monday. We'll see what happens, all right? Now I've got to watch all the channels on Monday, right?
They'll probably cover it to show you how few people are showing up. Probably when they'll cover it.
Oh, you're getting out of this, Andy. You're wiggling your way out of this. Okay, all right. All right, fair enough, though. The problem is, I probably would be a channel changer, though, for those executives at the TV stations. If people see the Red Sox truck leaving on Monday, they're going to click over to the other channel. Forget this, they're going to say. All right, Major League Baseball news notes. What do you have, Andy?
Well, a couple former Red Sox players have signed deals with other organizations. Former Sox DH Justin Turner, who had a nice season for the Sox last year, he signed a one-year $13 million deal with the Blue Jays. And former Red Sox infielder Christian Arroyo has signed a minor league contract with the Brewers.
All right. Go ahead, Andy. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of owners spending money and people spending money, the Orioles are about to be sold, according to multiple reports. The Angelos family has agreed to sell the team to a pair of private equity billionaires for $1.725 billion. Major League Baseball still must approve the sale. Owners are scheduled to meet next week in Orlando.
All right, I'm going to go back to the Red Sox. I'm thinking maybe if the Red Sox were to have that truck leave on February 5th, but have them do it at midnight, the night before the 5th, and then shoot off some fireworks, that would grab some video coverage possibly from the network, from the local station.
Someone's listening to you right now, Bill. That may be the new thing.
Yeah, it's like college basketball's midnight madness to start the practice season for the teams. But
it'll be a ratings grabber, that's for sure.
I'll bet, definitely. Andy, what are the rumors for any possible Red Sox acquisitions before the 2024 season starts?
Well, things have really been on the quiet side, that's for sure, in terms of rumors as the Red Sox getting close to doing anything. But there are still two big free agent pitchers out there that have not landed a spot yet. You know, maybe the Sox could land one of those before the truck leaves on Monday. We'll have to see. Those are starting pitchers Blake Snell, who pitched for the Padres last year, and Jordan Montgomery, who won a World Series ring with the Rangers last year. That would obviously help the Red Sox starting rotation, which is in desperate need of help. But between me, you, and the lamppost, to make this starting rotation any better, I think the Sox would have to sign both of them, and obviously that is not going to happen, so we'll have to see if anything is up the sleeve of Craig Breslow before that truck leaves, but maybe there's a trade coming down the road with the acquisition of Vaughn Grisham for Chris Sale from the Braves. There's some rumor out there that they could trade one of their highly touted infield prospects, with Vaughn being a second baseman at less than 25 years old. I believe he's 23 years old, so they could move one of those prospects in a big deal to hopefully get either another bat or a starting pitcher. And there's also some rumors with Justin Turner now signing with the Blue Jays. Free agent outfielder Jorge Soler, the Marlins, could potentially come to Fenway as a designated hitter.
You know, funny, just as you were answering that, Andy, you mentioned the fact that those two free agent pitchers could sign with the Red Sox. Possibly. Let's say they did. My follow-up then would be, even if they signed those two, Andy, would that make them a World Series contender?
No, yeah. Absolutely not. There's still other problems with this team. I mean, could it make them a potential wild card team maybe? Yeah, that's possible if everything went right. There's still more work to be done, but it would help, no question about it. It would make things better than what they have at the moment. But again, they're not going to sign both of them, and I'd be shocked if they signed one of the two.
Exactly. All right, I'm through with my witness, ladies and gentlemen. Andy, thanks for joining us, and we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
All right, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carboni, as we inch closer and closer to spring here on MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.